Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hello, good morning. I'm Carla, one of the providers from NY Best Medical, and I'm trying to contact a patient, guys. She's Judy Jones.
Yeah, I was just in
What
touch.
I do?
I was just in
Okay.
touch with someone in regards to that patient.
Yeah.
One second, please.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, let's try calling in together. One second. You're at Best Medical. They're trying to reach you. All right, ma'am. You can speak with her now.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Hello. Hello, good morning, Jordy. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hi, good morning, ma'am. It is just a couple of questions regarding your health status right now. So first of all, can I have your height and weight?
My height is about 5'2". Ooh, I might weigh 95 pounds.
All right, thank you so much. By any chance, did you check your blood pressure today?
It was 131/80.
All right. And that was your right or left arm?
Right or left arm. Well, is that the same thing as a heartbeat? Because I have a little thing you put on your finger for oxygen, and it also gives me a heart. So now, again, that question again.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. By any chance, are you allergic to any food or medication?
No, none.
None, okay. Do you have any chronic conditions or diagnosis? For example, blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, or something?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I have cancer, so I take chemo.
Okay. What type of cancer?
Endometrial.
I'm sorry, what was that? What type of cancer?
Endometrial.
Oh, endometrial. All right. So you are currently on chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Besides the cancer, do you have any other condition?
They say COPD or something.
Oh, COPD, yeah.
And something of, I had congestive heart failure.
Okay.
Can't pick the other one. Yeah. Not that important.
Okay. All right. Do you have any surgical history?
Any surgical what?
If you have a surgical history, any surgical procedure done in the past?
Yes, I had one in 2024. I had a couple of surgeries.
All right. Can you mention one of those surgeries?
An ostomy. I have an ostomy bag. That means they had to move my intestines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a bag that where the tube comes outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that. Okay. All right. Are you living alone right now, or are you living with family members?
Family members.
Okay. All right. Do you need any device to walk, for example, a cane, walker, and wheelchair, or you can ambulate
yes,
independently?
I have a walker, and a cane.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
I'm on oxygen. Mm-hmm. I'm on oxygen full time.
You have a tank oxygen at home?
Yes, I have
all
a tank.
The time.
Yes. I have a tank, a big one, and I have a portable one. But the portable one is kind of big to try to carry with you.
All right. Okay. Did you wear glasses or hearing aids?
Glasses just for reading. Hearing aids, no.
Okay. Are you vaccinated against COVID, influenza, and pneumonia?
Yes, I just need another booster with COVID.
Okay. Did you have a grab bar or shower chair in the bathroom for your safety?
Yes.
That's all right. Did you need diapers or pads, panty liners, or pull-ups for incontinence?
Panty liners.
Okay. Did you remember when was your program?
Say again.
When was your last mammogram?
Oh, 2 years ago.
All right. Are you on physical therapy, occupational therapy, or psychotherapy, any of those?
No. No, only when I directly come out of the hospital for the first couple of weeks I get them. I haven't had one since last year.
All right. Okay. I would like to know, are you in pain right now?
Yes, a little bit.
It is a generalized pain, or what exactly hurts? Your back, your joints? It is a generalized soreness, or how do you describe it?
The pain, or?
Yeah, the pain.
The pain is my wrist, too, because when I fell, I think I hurt my wrist. It's about a 7. So I don't take any meds for it until about 1, so.
And it is in your wrist?
Right now, it's in my back and my wrist because I fell on it.
Right. You fell down how many days ago?
About 8-9 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you visit the ER for when you fall?
Okay. Yes.
You were hospitalized for that, or you were discharged from the ER?
I was discharged from the ER.
Okay. All right. All right. Did you feel fatigued, tired, or weak secondary to the chemotherapy?
Yes. My chemo is done every 3 weeks. And I take a pill for chemo every day.
Just one moment. Do you feel dizziness, lightheadedness, headache?
More headache. Lightheadedness, a little dizzy, I think, because I get up. I try to get up so quick, but I can't. But I have a headache almost every day. So, but I know I had...
It is a light...
No.
It is light headache or really a strong headache?
It's a strong headache where I have to take something for it. and I try not to take any of my pain pills, so I'll go get an ibuprofen and take one or two of those.
All right. Okay, did you have a poor appetite, or are you eating well?
No, I have a poor appetite. I lost a lot of weight.
Okay. And do you have any changes on your bowel movements, diarrhea, or constipation?
No, it was pretty good.
So you had have an unintentional weight loss, right?
Yeah, but I have a bag, so I don't have to go to the bathroom like you do. You know, with the ostomy, it comes in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to, buy and pay copay for those. I have to order the pads for the ostomy.
Oh, right. I can imagine. Oh, you have asthma as well?
Excuse me?
You have asthma as well?
I have bronchitis.
Bronchitis, all right.
I guess they're basically the same thing anyway.
Okay. And you have a shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, cough episodes, wheezing, any of those?
Yeah, that's why I had to get this oxygen.
Because
I had two responses that was, they couldn't get me away.
Yeah.
Unresponsive.
Mm-hmm. You definitely need it all the time. Do you sleep well, or do you need medication to sleep?
I use medication to sleep.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's all the questions that I have for you. Do you have any other symptomatology or anything else, or did you consider that we covered everything that you're feeling right now?
I think just about everything.
Okay, so
it's good. If I think of something I'd have to get the number, but I guess I could call the other office to the young lady that called you.
Yeah, I was trying to call you since this morning, but I just got a really loud noise, but I'm not sure what it was. But yeah, I was trying to call you. Yeah, but anyway, you can call me. Oh, yeah, maybe, because I was trying several times calling you, and I just got the noise, but thank God we got in touch so we can conduct the telehealth visit, all right? All right, so that will be all for the telehealth visit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. It's really old. All
right, but...
Yeah, so thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for taking the call. Hoping you feel better soon, all right?
Yeah, thank you for calling back, too.
All right, thank you. Have a good one, all right? God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you take care. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.